Today we'd like to see the title of reforms in Nehemiah chapter 12 and 13. To the souls on this online read through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 12, verse 1. Now these are the priests and the Levites who came up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra. What captivity happens with Nehemiah, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 12, verse 44, and at the same time, some were appointed of the rooms of the storehouse for the offerings, the first fruits, and the tithes, together into them, from the fields of the cities, the positions specified by the law for the priests and Levites. For Judah rejoiced of the priests and Levites who ministered. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? Question 3, in chapter 13, verse 22. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should go and guard the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? In the last time in Nehemiah chapter 11, 36, some of the Judean divisions of Levites were in Benjamin. Most tribes of Judah's southern nation, rather than Israel's northern nation, were Judah Benjamin tribes with the Levites, other than the other 10 tribes of Israel nation. Right here, the chapter of captivity return under the book of Ezra and of Nehemiah. So you may see here, particularly your focus on first return, about 5,000 men, Zerubbabel, Jeshua. Then here, second return for 58 before Christ, Ezra chapter 1, verse 1 to 10, 44, about 2,000. Ezra, third return, Nehemiah, right here, rebuilding the city walls. Chapter 12 regards the priests, Levites, their duties, and the city wall dedication. Chapter 13 regards Nehemiah's several reforms. Chapter 12, number one. Now these are the priests and the Levites who came up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra. Nehemiah's leadership marked the third return of the Jewish people to Jerusalem. This occurred in 444 before Christ, following two previous returns. The first arrived by here, Zerubbabel and Jeshua, in 536 before Christ, Ezra chapter 1, verse 2. And the second led by Ezra in 458 before Christ, Ezra chapter 7 and 10 chapter. She avowed the captivity return chart. Despite living his entire life in Babylon, Nehemiah felt a strong desire to return to Jerusalem. His motivation was twofold. Number one, to reunify the Jewish people and to restore the city honor by rebuilding its neglected walls. The lack of walls was a source of great shame for Jerusalem. It's a city with a great historical religious importance for the Jewish people. Jerusalem was the central city of Jewish history. From Abraham's encounter with Melchizedek to Solomon's construction of a temple and throughout the subsequent era of the kings, When Nehemiah arrived in their return, he saw that the temple was finished and the people had returned, but the city was disorganized and had no walls to protect it. Nehemiah quickly began to rebuild the city walls. He also helped the people turn back to God. He worked, showed God's presence, and brought honor to him. The whole cross reference right there. Verse 2, Amariah, Maluch, Katusi, Shekaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Ido, Genetoi, Abajai, Mijaim, Madiah, Belgah, Shemaiah, Joyari, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Jediah. These were the heads of the priests and their brethren in the days of Jeshua. Moreover, the Levites were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mataniah, who led the Thanksgiving songs, he and his brethren. Also, Bakubaha and Uni, their brethren, stood across from them in their duties. Verse 10 to 11, basic genealogy of a high priest. Jeshua begot Jehoiakim, Jehoiakim begot Eliashib, Eliashib begot Joaidi, Joaidi begot Jonathan, and Jonathan begot Ladua. Now in the days of Jehoiakim, the priestly heads of the father's house were over the Sariah, Mariah, Genariah, Anaiah, over Ezra, Meshullah, over Amariah, Jehoanam. Verse 13, Ezra was the leader of the second captivity return. She bowed the charter over Harim, Adna, Meraid, Helkai, over Ido, Zechariah over Kinoton, Meshullah, over Abijah, Zechariah, the son of Minjamin, of Moadai, Piltai. 16 here, Zechariah was a prophet of Bilgah, Samua, Semarai, Jonathan of Joyari, Matanai of Jediah, Uzi, of Salai, Kalai, of Amok, Ever, over Hilkai, Hashava, and over Jeroi, Nathaniel. 22, during the reign of Darius the Persian, a record was also kept of Levites, priests, who had been heads of their father's houses in the days of Eliashib, Joadi, Johan, and Zadua. Eliashib was the grandson of Jeshua in Nehemiah's time, Shivers 10. Verse 10 is right there. Jeshua begot Jehoiakim, Jehoiakim begot Eliashib, right here. So, you know, high priest. 23, the sons of Levi, the heads of father's houses, until the days of Johanan, the son of Eliashib, were written in the book of Chronicles. And the heads of the Levites were Hashabai, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brothers across from them to praise and give thanks, group alternating with group according to the command of David, the man of God. Mataniah, Bakubaka, Obada, Meshulam, Talmon, Akub were gatekeepers, keeping the watch at the storerooms of the gates. These lived in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Jozada, in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and of Ezra the priest, the scribe. Now at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites in all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and singing, with cymbal and stringed instruments and harps. And the sons of the singers gathered together from the countryside around Jerusalem, from the village of Netophathites, from the house of Gilgal, from the fields of Geba, and Azemaveth, for the singers had built themselves the villages all around Jerusalem. Then the priests and Levites purified themselves and purified the people, the gates and the wall. 31. So I brought the leaders of Judah up on the wall and appointed two large thanksgiving choirs. One went to the right hand on the wall toward the diffuse gates. After them went to Hosiah and half of the leaders of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, and some of the priest's sons with trumpet. Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mataniah, the son of Milcah, the son of Jakur, the son of Asher. 36. And his brethren, Shemaiah, Azari, Milali, Gilali, Mae, Netanah, Judah, and Hariah, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra, the scribe, went before them. King David had musical instruments, an important part of temple worship. When Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple, he took many valuable items, including the instruments, to Babylon. The instruments were kept safe there instead of being destroyed. Later, when King Cyrus allowed the Jewish people to return to Jerusalem, he gave back the temple items. The musical instruments were likely among these items, so the priests could use them and continue their musical worship. 37. By the fountain gates in front of them, they went up the stairs of the city of David on the stairway of the wall behind the house of David, as far as the water gate eastward. 38. The other thanksgiving choir went the opposite way, and I was behind them with half the people on the wall, going past the Tower of Ovens as far as the broad wall. 39. And above the gate of Ephraim, above the old gate, above the fish gate, the Tower of Hannah, the Tower of Hundred, as far as the ship gate, and they stopped by the gate of the prison. 40. So the two thanksgiving choirs stood in the house of God, likewise I and the half rulers with me. Thanksgiving is a natural coming out of believers in everything, if the Lord permits. Close reference right there. 41. The priest Eliakim, Masai, Minjamin, Micaiah, Elionai, Zechariah, Hananiah, with trumpet. Also Masai, Shemaiah, Elijah, Uzziah, Jehohanan, Malchiah, Elam, and Ezra. The singers sang louder with Zerahiah, the director. This verse describes a scene of great rejoicing and celebration during the dedication of the wall. Everyone present celebrated with a musician who played a variety of instruments, including cymbals, psaltery, and harps, all accompanied by singing. 43. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The women had the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard all. 44. And at the same time, some were appointed over the room, over the storehouse, for the offerings, the first fruit, the tithes, to gather into them from the fields of the cities, of the portions specified by the Lord for the priests and Levites. For Judah rejoiced over the priests and Levites who ministered. The people appointed to run the store home were responsible for managing the money and goods of temple. Their job was to make sure all tithes and offerings were collected, then given out as needed. The storerooms had to be large, enough to hold the many grains and other gifts brought by the people, showing their joy in giving. Their giving came from heart, not over the obligation. 45, both the singers and gatekeepers kept charge of their guard and charge of the purification according to the command David Solomon his son. For in the days of David, Asaph, of old, they were cheapest of singing songs of praise, thanksgiving to God. Among the priests and Levites, some led people in singing, praising God. Some worked as gatekeepers, some performed the purification ritual. 47. In the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah, all Israel gave the portions of the singers and gatekeepers a portion for each day. They also consecrated holy things for the Levites. The Levites consecrated them for the children of Aaron. The dedication of Jerusalem city wall was a time of great joy, praise, singing. The returning exiles were not just celebrating construction project. They were spiritually dedicating themselves and their city to God. By rebuilding Jerusalem, they wanted it to be the center of a renewed God strengthened the nation. For the temple ministries, a portion of daily offering was given to the Levites, who then provided for the priests, the descendants of Aaron. So, priests of the Levite too. So, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. On that day, they read from the book of Moses in the hearing of the people, and in it was found written that no Ammonite or Moabite should have come into the assembly of God, because they had not met the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. However, God turned the curse into a blessing. God forbade the Israelites from making alliance with Ammonite Moabite, the descendants of Lot, Moabite, Ammonite too. Because this nation had mistreated the Israelites during their journey from Egypt to the promised land. One example is when the Moabite king Balak hired the prophet Balaam to curse the Israelites. But God turned the intended curse into a blessing, showing that he was to protect and favor his people. Yeah, that's sure for me too. So it was when they had heard the Lord that they separated all the mixed multitude from Israel. Now before this, Eliashib, the priest, having authority over the storerooms of the house of our God, was allied with Tobiah. Although Tobiah had tirelessly or continually worked to hinder the rebuilding of Jerusalem wall and had actively conspired against Nehemiah, he was now found to be an ally of one of the priests, Eliashib. Verse 5, and he had prepared for him a large room where previously they had stored the grain offerings, the frankincense, the articles, the tithes of the grain, the new wine and oil, which were commanded to be given to Levites, singers, and gatekeepers, and the offerings for the priests. Eliashib the priest provided a storage room within the temple, previously used for meal offerings to Tobiah, a known opponent of God's work. Six, but during all this, I was not in Jerusalem, for in the 22nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I returned to the king, and after certain days, I obtained leave from the king. And I came to Jerusalem and discovered the evil that Eliashib had done for Tobiah in preparing a room for him in the courts of the house of God. After Nehemiah returned to Babylon in 433 before Christ, he later came back to Jerusalem and found a shocking situation. His former opponent, Tobiah the Ammonite, had been given a room inside the temple. As an Ammonite, Tobiah was forbidden from entering the temple, yet he was granted this special privilege because of his alliance with the priest Elisha, whose daughter Tobiah had married. This demonstrated how enemies unable to conquer from the outside often seek to infiltrate and corrupt from within. This is clear parallel to the earlier opposition described in Nehemiah chapter 2, 4, 6, where Tobiah and Sanballat relentlessly tried to stop the building efforts. And it grieved me bitterly, therefore I threw all the household goods of Tobiah out of the room. Then I commanded them to cleanse the room, and I brought back into them the articles of the house of God with the grain offering and the frankincense. Nehemiah expelled all of Tobiah's furnishings from the temple chamber and restored the room its original purpose. Verse 10, I also realized that the portions of the Levites had not given them, for each of the Levites and singers who did the work had gone back to his field. Rashi vows are often made to gain God's favor or to extract a special blessing, but they ultimately demonstrate a reliance on one's own efforts rather than on God's grace. This contrasts with the situation of the Levites. Because the Levites were no longer being supported by the people, they had left their temple duties and returned to their farms to support themselves. This neglect of their ministry had a negative impact on spiritual welfare of the people. Believers failed to adequately assess and meet the needs of their ministers, causing the Levites to suffer and abandon their spiritual responsibilities. 11, so I contended with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then all Judah brought the tithes of the grain and new wine and the oil to the storehouse. And I appointed as the treasurers of the storehouse Shelemiah, the priest, Zadok, the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedaiah. And next to them was Hanan, the son of Jakku, the son of Mataniah, for they were considered faithful, and their task was to distribute to their brethren. Faithful men were appointed to distribute the collected goods to Levites. 14, remember me, O my God, concerning this, and do not wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for his service. After telling his words to correct the people's sin, Nehemiah concludes by asking God to remember him favorably because his words responded to God. Here is the first request followed by his second request, the verse 22 and verse 31. In those days, I saw people in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sheaves and loading donkeys with wine, grapes, figs, all kinds of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I warned them about the day on which they were selling provision. While it was a Sabbath, some people were working, treading the grapes in the wine presses barefoot. Others were bringing in bundles of grain and other goods, such as grapes and figs from the fields. 16, men of Tyre dwelt there also, who brought in fish and all kinds of goods and sold them on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Tyre was a significant Phoenician city and a major port on the Mediterranean Sea, located on the coast of what is now in Lebanon. Verse 17, then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said to them, what evil thing is this that you do by which you profane the Sabbath day? According to Sabbath, observed from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, required the people to rest and honor God. Trading on the Sabbath was a direct violation of this law. Upon returning from the Persian king, Nehemiah found that the people had strayed from this observance. He demonstrated strong leadership by commanding that the city gates be shut and traders be sent away on the Sabbath, imposing adherence to God's law. This highlights the importance of strong, diligent leadership in maintaining spiritual discipline among a hesitant people. Cross-reference here. Verse 18, did not your father do this? Did not our God bring all this disaster on us and on this city? Yet you bring added wrath on Israel by profane Sabbath. Verse 19, so it was at the gates of Jerusalem as it began to be dark before Sabbath that I commanded the gates to be shut and charged that they must not be opened till after Sabbath. Then I posted some of my servants at the gate so that no burdens would be brought in on the Sabbath day. Nehemiah took a decisive action by sending his servant to the city gates to ensure no one brought in goods on the Sabbath. 20. Now the merchants and sellers, all kinds of wares, lodged outside Jerusalem once or twice. Then I warned them and said to them, why do you open the night around the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time on, they came no more on the Sabbath. He went out there to threaten them. 22. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves and that they should go and guard the gates to sanctify their Sabbath day. 22. Question 3. A genuine faith in God will produce good works and bear good fruit in your life for the kingdom. While our hearts respond to God's gift by serving Him, and we want Him to observe our service, we should not seek salvation or blessing based on our works. Instead, we must approach God based on His abundant mercy. As the passage says, spare me, Lord, according to greatness of your mercy. Recognize that we are saved not by our deeds, but by His grace. 23. In those days, I also saw Jews who had married women of Ashtar, Ammon, and Moab. 24. And half of their children spoke the language of Ashtar and could not speak the language of Judah, but spoke according to the language of one of other people. 24. Ashtar, located on the Mediterranean coast, was a Philistine city across the Jordan River. To the east were the nations of Ammon and Moab. Both of these nations, along with Ashdod, were considered abhorrent by the Israelites due to their historical opposition to Israel. 25. So I contended with them, cursed them, struck some of them, pulled out their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, you shall not give your daughters as wives to their son, nor take their daughters for your sons of your service. To combat the spread of paganism in Israel, interracial marriage was prohibited. When Nehemiah discovered that this law were being violated, he took a strong action. He physically confronted the offenders, pulling their hairs and making them swear on oath that they would not allow their children to marry into these pagan nations. 26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by this thing? Yet among many nations there were no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king of all Israel. Nevertheless, pagan women caused even him to sin. Despite Solomon's greatness as a king, his international marriages introduced paganism into Israel, which led to a significant tragedy. This serves as a powerful reminder of one of the primary reasons for reading the Bible, to learn from the mistakes of God's people. 27. Should we then hear of your doing all the great evil, transgression against our God, by marrying pagan women, And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was a son-in-law, Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore, I drove him from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and covenant of priesthood and the Levite. 29, his explanation. Eliashib, the high priest, was allied with Tobiah. This alliance was likely cemented through the marriage of Eliashib's grandson to Sanballat's daughter. As Sanballat and Tobiah were close associates. 30, thus I cleansed them. Everything pagan, I also assigned the duties to priests and Levites, each to his service, and to bring the wood offering and praise the priest of appointed time. Remember me, O my God, for good. 30, this high priest Eliashib had an alliance with Tobiah, a relationship that was solidified through marriage. Specifically, Eliashib's grandson married the daughter of Sanballat, who was a close ally for Tobiah. This family connection gave Tobiah a special influence over Eliashib. 31. Nehemiah really wanted God to remember him about his spiritual works, responding to God. So we covered all three questions. We may continue to keep on praying all missionaries, but continually these churches, 100% Jesus Christ own churches. Everything depended upon him, by his word, by his spirit. So may God bless you, each of them. So let us sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.